We're holding the Simakup Ches, different colors, maris. So first the Makar, we have a mission that we test in Aleph. The mission brings down that five dom and the Isha Tomei. We bring down the five colors, Edon if it's red, Shachar black, Karen Karkoim when it's bright, Kamei Adama the water top of the earth, and Mozik when it's diluted. Five things that everyone agrees to. Then it was Mamshech brings down the Machlikis, Besham Besil, what's the case, Kamei Mei Tilsin, Mei Mei Bosat Sli. Then after the beginning of third machlokes, Akiva ben Mahal, and the Rabbanon, what's the locha of Yarek? So we have five the Kuleyamo, the two machlokesim. The Gemara goes on saying, how do we know that Dam and Isha, the son of Torah, son of Tomei? That's Mutama everything. I need Dam, why should we Tomei? The Gemara says first, we're one Makar, Apostle, and Shaftim, Kiplam, and Chod, Dovel, and Mishpat, ben Dam, and Dam. First, we have clear Makar that some Dam is Tomei, and some Dam is Torah. One Drosha. In fact, the Gemara, if so, how do you know what defines Torah and Tomei? We begin on the second pasuk, second idea, Adum Kedam. Has to be red like blood. So the Gemara, if so, maybe Dafka, the reddest of the red. Who says any these different types of red? The Gemara is a third thing, Domeo, Domeo, is blushing. Rabim, 2 and 2. And we have 5, because why? Because the black is really a case of Adam that's got Shaloka. That means we really have 3 drushes over here. Let's be clear, we have Bein Dam Ladam. Come tell you there's a chilek. The idea of Dumun Kedam has to be red. And the rich red, we have Dameh Dameh, which is 4 that leads to the case of 5. That's first of drushes. Now, once we have this halacha, we've come out, we paskin like the chachamim. And therefore, dafka these 5, and we do not paskin like a kibbutz mahalal, that you are kibbutz mahalal's mutter. And we also not paskin like by Shammai. We hold may tilson, may bosset sleel mahalal's mutter. However, we have a command of Chaf and Beis that the Beis of the sign back to you to Kuf Pei Gimel, that the Lacha is brought down, that we see the, that array the Moroyim, B'yechanon, and Abzeirah and Ula, three different Moroyim, were not became in color. And once the mice not became in color, therefore says the Rosh, anything that were not became, that's Neitel Agmimos, Vitame. I mean, even though we're passing like the Mishnah, like the Chachamim, the dafka of these 5 colors, and not Akiva and not Beis Shammai, but since we're not Bekim, from the Moroim and onwards, they were anything that Nikol and Admimus, the Maisik be Tomei, except, he says 2 things, Lavan, if it's white, and Yarek Marzov. Now, these words over here, what's being Tomei and Torah, the words of Shulchan Aruch, coming from the Torah, from the Rosh, is interesting. It says a case over here of red is Osir, Nikol and Admimus Osir, and white and green, the Maisik is Mutter. There's a large gamut in between of colors that's between white and red, between yarek and the case of red. What are these halachas? Besim, the words of Mechaber is say 2 cases of mutter, white and green. White after these 2 examples of white and green. So the Beis Yosef over here, and Gains of the Bach. Beis Yosef says the reason why 2 cases of yarek, lafuge, akibe b'mahalo. Yos, maise yarek is tomei. We passing clearly yarek is maise tor, aleph. Why do you take the case of white? Says Beis Yosef, lav dafka. Anything that's not neitelat mimos is nichlan category of the ghetto of white. That means we're not sure if it's red neitelat mimos b'machmor. But anything that's not neitelat mimos has the halacha like white. No. The Bach says ke'inza that if it's yorek, we took it lafuke akiva b'mahalal. The case of white, because you might think by an ish, by white just shikla zera machmer, you might think by an ish also, kumash moi took on the white, come tell you we're not machmer by an ish like an ish. So we took on this tell you a chiddush over here. But the yisodah comes out, side from the Bach, side from the Beis Yosef. If it's not red, it's mutter. I mean, the question is, what is mattering it? We have to be white and green is mutter, and anything above that is also, or red is also, anything below that is mutter. So the Beis Yosef said the Bach, if it's not nitl admimus lamais, it's mutter. That's the shach that tovus of kon aleph. Komar neitel admimus v'chiu. Komar shelis suki b'admimus klal. We're makel anything that's not red. That's the klal get off from the Beis Yosef, the Bach, the shach. It's not red, it's mutter. Now, before we get to the colors, I'd like to first start with basic klalim over here, and then we'll get to the specific colors, what the shiloh here is. First, the case a person has that comes out, a dumin kedam, is something that's red over here. Let's say blood comes out. It doesn't look red, but you can mavar al de ma'avdat through a chemist to see it's a case of blood. Which then they say, you can take hydrogen peroxide, pull on top of blood, see it bubbles, see the effervescent, and see when it bubbles over here, we'll see that's nichol get out of blood. So the fact that we see clearly the blood is not enough to say she's tummy, or no, it has to be red. So the Hatzvi has a tshuva like this, and a brash of others being down, that we see clearly from the sugya, there's dam tomei and dam tor. And therefore, even though you can test it and see its blood, it's not enough to mechayev. You have to be adum kedam. And therefore, even though go to a ma'avdat, the chemist, and test it, does not make a difference if it's not red l'mayis it's mutter. So klal number one we have, it's not blood that's metamen isha, it's red blood that's metamen isha. Aleph. Second, let's say we have red blood inside an isha, they'll come out red. You inject a dye into the body of the isha and changes all the blood to blue. And now comes out blue. The shikim might be Torah, not Torah. Basically, in your body, you have veins that are blue. Hits oxygen and turns to red. So we'll take out all the oxygen. Now everything stays blue and everything comes out blue. Is that mice can be mutter, can be ulcer? So it sounds like it's machlokes Bach and Taz over here negated to this question. When you go to Merchatz, you sit for 2-3 hours, it changes the color, big case of white over here. So they get involved exactly where in the case of the Bach and the Taz, they're discussing shifts in the bathhouse, it changes colors. Is it inside the Makar? Or does it come out of the body, it's changing? Where exactly is it changing over here? Maisa B'Shalom Zalman has a famous Chuba B'Shem Ferris, about 70 pages, discussing Hatamat and Isha. And one of the ideas he throws in, he says you change all the colors of Isha to blue, to mutter. Because it has to come out, because I'll say Dum Kedam, if you change it, Maisa, it's not red over here, you're missing that Yisoid. Maisa did set up before, and Moshe's Chuba, and Moshe's causes the Bach does not sound that way. So Bach, see, first of all, he wants a Taino. And either chew the Bach sound that way, he wants to argue the Bach, and it changes inside the Makar, the Maisa's mutter. Black, white, with Moshe, or the Bach is causing a change out for the Makar, came out red over here. Tamar Tzeza says the same thing. And therefore, in the body, if it changes the blue, it comes out, a Chiddush over the one, Taina, Loch, Lamaiso, it did not come out, Dum Kedam, it's Nichol, one of the properties to Matama and Isha, Lamaish can be mutter. Now, you could argue the point, the Sefer Yad Sefer, Rav Epstein has a tshuva against Shlomo Zalman, says, what are you talking about? It's really a not a siba, it's a simen to show this is a type of dam. You're changing the simen shavoy, but this is a dam that asks you. Maestro, Moshe and Shlomo Zalman come along, Moshe and Shlomo Zalman decided that way. The loch, if you take dam of Ishi, change it, mutter. Because there has to be a dum kedam. A third point I discuss, let's say you get a mara, not sure exactly what color over here is. Do you say the klal usually is not a gosho, it's a sophic, it's only dealing with it neutral mimos, not really at mimos, it's a sophic of kula. Says our chashulchan, but there klal, you deal with a certain idea. I mean, the extra person doesn't know, so there's someone who does know. There are always people out there who do know. So therefore, to be naked with sada sveikis, a sophic of kula, you have no hetter over here. You have usually nichol get a certain idea. A fourth class of chon discuss over here, we're not going to speak about. Let's say one rov is a matami. He goes to other Rav and says, no, it's Torah. Do you have a right to go to other Rav? Can be samech upon the other Rav? So the Achim discussed the Simon Reish Men Beis in the Yerodeo, the Klum, the Gate, this concept over here, it's not our sugya. Just one H, they do say that Evan agrees, the first Rav lets you go to another Rav, Avada you can. That means most young Rav, certainly, you tell them, okay, it's another Rav, they'll tell you yes. Some older Ravs will tell you no. But most people that we go ask, you tell you no problem, go ask another Rav. That's the fourth call to know. What?
I say they don't know.
No, they pass this way, except there are people disagree. Now, I let you go to other people. I have no problem with that.
They don't know, then you definitely can ask.
What?
They said they don't know, then you can definitely ask.
Yeah, that's for sure. They're not asking. For sure, that's a certain deal, 100%. A fifth club is because. Sorry?
If they don't want to be asked for it, they should
say it. Yeah, a lot of people, depends who you are, depends on how big your shoulders are and how strong and opinionated you are. I think it's more based upon personality and sometimes based upon halacha. There's more personality than halacha, which is a question, why is that so? A fifth klal over here, they discuss, when you get a mara, can you keep them around for a couple of days? Because, you know, why go to Rav every single day? We're not coming to day five, we'll bring the maras ahead of Hefzik and the Moich, day one, day two, and day five. And I'll decide each mara over here what the halacha over here is, and we'll work out from there. So they point out, Rav Osner, and whether Pitaro or Berkowitz, Avada should not keep it around. Two reasons. One is, first of all, you should know exactly what you're holding, but usually what happens, things fade, and the color goes away. And usually what the Rav has to go do is that be more machmer. You can judge mamish what you see. Because you know the certain maras that are in front of you that was worse, now how worse is very hard to tell. And therefore, a lot of people are more machmer on faded colors than they are on the colors of the finelu, because then you see right now. And therefore, they point out, first of all, that's not the correct halacha, but more upon that, it leads to bayot or more chumers when you keep maris around, because it's very hard to tell exactly how much it faded, when it clearly faded, question of how much, And therefore, there are people who are more machmir mitzad that category over here. Therefore, we should bring it to Rav right away.
Yes, even if you're a shitta that after it's dry, you pass on the way.
Yes, that's dry and wet, we'll get to something else. But here's when you leave around, things leave around a couple days fade, that's clear. Dry and wet, we'll get to the difference far over here. The last point over here, come on, Pesach Tshuva, and bring down some sefer, and the person has the right to be machmir. That means, let's say you go to the Rav, you go to Berkowitz, it's brown and orange, no problem. But you know that people will machmir. Brown and orange. Chatum, chayim. Do you have a right to the ma'aseh to be machmir? So, come on, Pesach Tshuva, get me down some sefer, and he says, even though when you get married, and Isha, you're a certain dargo, and she's aimed with Tzaveach, no, I do not want to be machmir. Betzim, every Isha wants to marry a Bar Aliyah. Like, you are Meshubah to your wife, but how does she really want people to grow and go into darkness over here and have a secure precious over here through the Zeus and Zeus? And there's precious entire other different darkness over here. And therefore, she really is in her marriage, really wants this Hanoko. And if you're holding there, that's the correct Hanoko, you have a right to be Machmer. You're on the favor. As a Chesed Puru, Yesh Lodin Harbor, that's so. I mean, that's not really Chumrus, then it's really Chumbe de Kulo. I'm not sure you have a right to be Machmer. That's correct. But I do point out three things over here. Number one is the Cain that can't be saying with Mazez that there are parrots over here. And sometimes your chumra will lead to other bayot in your marriage and other chesroinot. And therefore, vado, your precious should not lead to any problems. That's number one. Live a lot of you should take it on. Number two, they point out, let's say it's a mara white. Everyone in my system says white is mutter. Do you have a right to machmor on white? So the Pesach Tshuva sends you Kufta Zayin and sends a Moshe. What does that mean? Look at the Pesach Tshuva there. It says, "Everyone holds something might as mutter. Are you going to be machmer like shishim apikoros?" So it can be machmer things that everyone holds as mutter. That's still you can't go do. That's apikoros. That's number two. And number three comes on the Bali Shulchan and says, "What defines your shemayim? Because you won't be machmer on kol of the rest of everything else you do in your life. You're not your shemayim. You have a right to be mekel." You want to start clarifying, maybe the get of Yerushalayim means you are be'etzem Yerushalayim in everything you do. And this is one of the things you want to go do. But to pick and choose one thing that doesn't mean much to you, lav dafka Yerushalayim have the right to go do over here. In my sense, we certainly have a cloud that certain times the Ma'ar Mokhtam, a person with a Bar Aliyah to take on the Chumras. Let's discuss about the other way around. They discuss a couple of cases built upon this. First of all, a Chilani gets married, let's say a good marriage, 10 years later came about Tshuva. He wants to take on chumras. She says, "I don't want to. I'm holding the head. I don't want to." Do you have the nadzahadi when they got married? That I've married someone as a bar aliyah, a yeshmaim. I can marry as a chilani. You are a chilani. We didn't keep tares and mishpach over here. So come on the chodeshani. He says, "Do you have this? You said to me, you have right to be taken chumras. I'm not holding the head. I'm holding by my dargo." Shani said, "Sarachin." They said they point out the reader some savers slowly in shuva. He writes, "Mistama she was ksheira." The Bible of Tamachachum and Jeddah Chesed is Kashrus and the Chesed, but it's Kashrus and Kashrus and Kashrus over and over. If you don't have that way, Yishol the Harbay by Baal Tshuva, if she has the right Lamaisa to be Machber upon the Cheshbin of her husband, he has a Cheshbin upon his wife. I'm sorry, when Lav Dafka there, in the marriage they had the Shibin in the beginning, to take out a Baal Leo.
What's the tzad that he can?
It could be when they stop being about Tshuva, that was part of your understanding of Tshuva. It could be, of course, you have the right to say that later on. Yeah, but it could be depends on the holding and being about Tshuva also, during darkness. Ke'inze, this negated to Purim, Esther, Gashivanti, Avanati, lost Mordechai. So the question they ask, on the Tzad Achashverosh was a goy, and tasting Tshuva, that Gimel Bei says, that a maestro of a goy is the beer is a maestro behemo, she's not also to her wife, better than she's Mukubetzes. Why kashavati avati? Lav Rishonim go like Tosfos. The be of a goy does not ask you to your Mordechai, to your original husband. It says shidim kubetzes because what's the mitzvah is isishvoy. It's the begam that Esther was with the goy. Begam Esther was with a goy. That begam Mordechai didn't want. In fact, circle seif Maisa's mother. So the Chavish Lama says based on the Chassam Sefer that Maisa she wanted to be machman. She knew that Mordechai wanted to be machman the kedusha bali over here, the get over here. And therefore, it points out that the Chumash Shabbat she took on this concept, and that's because Shavati Yavati mitzvah the Chumash Shabbat, the Chassam Sofer. What? Maisi, I'm the Chassam Sofer inside. Maisi, it sounds like you make the machlokes you're showing about the Sugya could appoil the Sucha Talmud Chacham. You make the machlokes Rashi and the Rambam out of it. So even though on page it sounds like the Pesach Tshuva says, Chassam Sofer says you have right to machmor inside, he seems to make the machlokes you're showing them out of it. The question they do is because, okay, can the wife be machmor? She's a Mara, it's brown. Machmor. But why? We're holding there, that's a dargah we're married for 20 years already, we want to be machmor. Do you have a right to go do that or not? So the Baal HaShulchan brings you to, sends you to Bischei Zuto, and the Kamo, he says, of course you can, and the Tanyono, he says, maybe you can't, Sarachian. Maisa, Baal HaShulchan himself brings down the Tarsus, told Maisa that says she has no heter, only he has a heter. He says, first of all, because then you're playing with his Yitzhahara, and she has no right to play with his Yitzhahara. Or you could say, maybe Api Cheshbon, that he is Meshubba to her, but she lets him perish the Baal, he can ask to perish the Baal to her husband. And therefore, the Achonim point out that even though he has a right to Machmor, Yesh Lodin, Harbe, Metzias, and Lalocha, she has a right to Machmor against his Cheshbon. One last point before we get to colors is, I think, a point we discussed already, who exactly is the Rav of the colors? Who brings the Mara to the Rav? So first, the Shitas, Nashu Klein says, it's also for the Baal to bring the Mara. It has to be the wife. The Be'er Moshe, the Betzina brings down that the correct Hanhoga is solely for the wife to go bring it. That's only a minute in Europe, he says. And Kiduri, you go to the Badatz over here, you see the two doors, man, lady, and usually it's a woman over there bringing the Maris, and that might say not the men bringing over here the Maris. Now, first of all, our woman Nemon, that's really be Sefer Beis, was clear. Numerous times in Chazal, we see that women solely are Nemon. Side of the Mishnah, by the case of Kesamim, over there Mishnah, over there said, in Chesam Beis, that the Isha came in front of a Kiva with the Kesam. So you have a Mishnah that says, who brought the Kesam? The Isha. Likewise, Mishnah. We have the Gemara in Daf Chofen Beis. The Gemara brings down three stories of women bringing marriage to Rav. As the case of Esau in front of Elazar, we have Maisa, the mother of Yitzchak, bringing a Mara, of Yasu, the wife of Nachman, bringing a Mara. We have three stories that the Noshim brought the Maras. And they were some, well, the Rav said, they did it. So that is clearly in the monastery we are. The Gemara in Daf Gimel discussed by Sumo, what Kadusha does in Bdika, she shows it to her friend. Va'id, Gemara Brochus, Navdalid, Vaidav Melech, his Yodim Luchach Bedam, says Rashi, why Luchach Bedam? Because Noshim were being the Maras to Dov Melech. So we have Dov Melech, we have Mishnayis, we have Amoroyim. That's the only with an Hoga that in Gemara we see that who brought the Maras? The Noshim. And that's the only the Arnemon over here. What's it sad that only Noshim should and not men? So Menashe Klein brings down a couple of reasons. One, he says, Shloit Tiskan El Bailo. That means Tosis really points out, and the Chof and Beis, why is he also bringing your marriage to Rav, and not the husband of Nachman? So Tosis says, Shloit Tiskan El Bailo. So then he says, one reason, you should not bring him, give him marriage to your husband. He sees the excretions that come out of his wife's body, he gets turned off by it. Shloit Tiskan El Bailo. A second of seven Asher Klein, he says, you bring a Mara, it brings to the Bayot of Hero. So especially Shonim Shoino, especially a young couple, points out, it's not a steer, it'd be Tiskan El Bailo and Hero. People work in very complex ways, it could be both at the same time. Tiskan El Bailo and have Hero out because of it. Boyd said, Menashe Klein, the mitzvah upon Noshim, it's one of the three mitzvahs, case of Nidov here. And therefore, there are Svarim who are very clear, very adamant, that the women should bring the Maris and not the men. The Maisel, the Americans don't do that, that's clear. Whether it's because they're embarrassed to bring it to Rav, whether because today anyone who's going to Rav is either Smaris or Shalom Bayis issues, or whether because bringing to Rav, usually the Rav is young and embarrassed to bring it in front of him. So whatever reasons, that seems to be on Hogo, Lumaiso, women do not seem to, men seem to. You can end up leaving it up to her to go bring it. Usually what happens, they won't bring it. They end up being Machmer, which Yeshlon have a right to be Machmer, said before, and Luchor, they have no right to be Machmer, even being a Yerushamayim over here. I asked one Isha, she told me she never, her husband let her deal with all Maris. The Isha said she never put a Mara to the Rav. I said, I could go do it. She said, there's always Machmer. Now again, Lalocha, I don't think she had a right to be Machmer. And I think I know her, I don't think she was Machmer. Fine, but those are, no, it's a posh. So therefore, today what do? The husband takes the Maris to the Rav over here. That's certainly what we do with Manazan. One of the problems they point out being a Mara to Rav is sometimes it's the story to exactly what happened. And the tshuvas that bring down Dabitzino and Nasha Klein, that to get the story straight, it goes back and forth, it's never clear, it takes a while until the Rav gets the phone, talks to the girl. So now you take care of this issue, it's very simple. You have a cell phone, she has a cell phone, she has a house phone, and take care of the problems, exactly the story happens, which takes a while, so it's very easy to take care of. Fine, so those are the basic clothing gate to Maris. Today, we bring the Maris, the men, and again, things that are read at Osir, if you change the color to blue, Maris to be Mutter. And these are the klum. Get the klum specifically. First thing I have to start off with the question is, what right do you have to take one Masara over another Masara? Because this Rav is convenient, and he's a Mekel, and he speaks English. Whenever he go to the Godadar, a bigger Talmud Chacham, someone has more Talmud Chacham following him, what right do you have to pick? I personally learned by Berkowitz. Well, Bashi was around. What was my heter? Godadar. What right to have learned Maris? Again, 100%, he's a massive Talmud Chacham. But what right to, right now, anyone here, you picked who to learn, number one, learning Messiah. Number two, what right to be asked to shout to certain loves around you? Maybe you have to go to the biggest Kaddish door. So I'll be very clear. I don't have a clear answer. Don't know. No, not clear. I heard different stories, different ideas. Why you ask one person over another? I'm not clear why you have a right to pick one over another.
Why did you have to go to the Lazar?
If you take a Messiah Kaddish soul, you have a Kaddish door. You have a person who's a Messiah Machachim. Maybe you have to go to the door. You have to go.
Yeah, I'm
and who defines? So again, who? What right do you have to pick a Rav? It's a question. Fine. Berger says he learned from Dan Fisher. What right Dan Fisher will ask you? Shlomo Zalman or Meishel? Great question. Who decides? What right have to decide who the Gadol is? Maybe you have to find out who the Gadol over here is. What?
The people that Berger has learned from are not less than anybody else.
And the fact that he changed over time. So now he's really doing a Daifish's Malach, or Biashim. Everyone knows he changed. So who's his Messiah? Who defines what, where, when? Please. I'd love to figure that one out. The Maisa, why it doesn't bother me in the Gap simply by Nido, is if you think about it, come out never you're dealing with a Siddurais, you're dealing with your Apollons. Therefore, the Svarvi has said, Savadabala Kula. Now, if you think about it, when are the cases in the Gap Siddurais? Either when you have Zainakim, on the last day, the second Vidiko, if you, that one's read, then that's the only one that'll come out that when she's going to Mikvah, she's dealing with an Issa over here. Otherwise, our Zanakim is drop on them. And the second one is only going to be derisive if you're not going to some Sefer. Some Sefer says the Hefsek Tara is also only drop on them. That means to be, we'll get three cases. That means to discuss number one, what are we dealing with? That we have to be afraid that the rug passing is in the right still here. Let's not drop on that. We have to take on the biggest chomer de Geshito. So we have three times to discuss it. Either the time, the second bedikah on the seventh day, or when someone saw a ches tes and yud, as zava, or you may vest. Three different times to discuss. Otherwise, you never deal with the races. So let's take these three times over here. Negeh to the second bedikah on the seventh day. First of all, I'm sorry if you have a half stick doing not even a Torah. So anyway, it's motor. Void on the bdika, duma agshav lava daite. I mean, what's the chances of between me and you that she had a gosha at that moment? She made a mistake and dealing with the derais over here. Void, we're only dealing usually with a noitlat mimos. No one's mattering red. There's no one out there's mattering red. Noitlat mimos. Can't stay up on also. Void on the second bdika day seven, kmat not shchiach. Let's say the makkah. What to be semichan? Void is a cheskes tire over here.
So
what? Fine, big can we pass the Cheskes Tara? So we have these four over here. This one, I'm trying to make myself easier why I picked a certain Messiah. Because Kamat never would deal with the Raisa. So again, what's the case of the second Deacon Day 7? Anything beforehand? No problem. El Maiso Ches Tesen Yud. People don't see Ches Tesen Yud. It doesn't happen the way, unless you have a marker. It doesn't happen the way. The only question you really left is what happens if you see on Yimei Vest? Do you believe Yimei Vest? They will come along to be mad to you. So you would think the Maisa, it's time should be most machm over here. It's my best, or it was man of all. So the Maisa, negate the Bdikas, there are really seven times that Chayim discuss negate to the Maris over here. There are different levels. There's a Hefsek Tyra, second level, Moich Dachok, a third level, the Gimel Yom Rishaynim, a fourth level, the last of the 4 days, Zayn in the Kiyim, a fifth level, Yimei Vest, a sixth level, Kolman Belivdak, Hazib Ashubach, the seventh level, Ksamim. Those are the seven levels that would go through the colors. The last time this form will take green, Abi Mechalik, orange, Abi Mechalik. What day we're discussing over here? By us, the Chabur will try to keep everything simple, keep it all even. A lot of people go that way. But among the Sfarim, see clearly one Mechalik. Come on, Moshe and Shuvo, Yudei Chalik Dalas and Yuzayin. He says, Be'etzem, by him, by Gal, by yellow, brown, I'll be Machmer until the first 3 days. Moshe and Machmer. He says, you know why? Now I'm Machmer, brown, and yellow. Because maybe this red that got mixed in, you can't see it. But the Moshe, you may vest, I may call. Well, think about it. You may vest, Erech Bezman Bo, so Moshe will tell you the side. When a person gets the vest, it comes out red. Usually what's brown and yellow is the end of the period. And the Matthias is that way. The beginning of the first 2 days is red. So the end is brown, yellow, all things that mix inside. When your vest comes, it's red. So the Moshe, the beginning, you make vest, that'll be more make on the colors than anything else. Because you don't, if it's not red, it's not the vest. Not the vest. So it comes out that if it's not red, again, by Badiko, anyone's being make on Badiko, no one's making on the real red. You get red, that's the vest. That's the mice can come along to us, or you might see a top, a drop of dam here, a drop of dam there, usually it's a scratch, a mark, something like that. Anyway, it's not the case of red over here. So come along with that negeta of Masero, why people have at least to defend why the Mekilim have a right to take on a kulo, because the clouds you have a shalom halacha, by double to make all the rights of a machmer. Come on, never deal with this in the raisa. Again, it's not the second because day 7 if it is the 5 years of what you make all. It's not a testing you, no one can see you 3 days in a row. Not 2 months of Gadol, it's not a normal thing that can happen. And you make best, the Moshe come along and says, you might think about summer, it's the most cool of the one, because it comes out like a real red. Right. Now, with that idea over here, let's go through the colors. Fine, first color to start with is a case of red. Adam, what comes up upon the Sugya Allah, the Maisel, even though we have the five colors, anything that's Noikla Vimus, Pila Sugya Chof and Beis, the Maisel will Machmer. Vortem and Dushainim, that's the Rivet, that's the Ban, the Yorash Tor, we've done anything that's Noikla Vimus. Now, I think one of these things in the character colors, we'll see there are really three main Machlokes in the character colors. One's pink, one's brown, and one's orange. And the three different ideas they're coming from. But I think part of the machlokes is when it says that to be noitlad mimos, the loch is who come along to be machmer. Which noitlad mimos do they mean? For example, who are the four reds of the Mishnah? And in colors, like let's say there's 100 reds. Which are different shades of reds? We're saying noitlad mimos, we're saying noitlad mimos of the Mishnah has to be the reddest of the red. And that's noitlad mimos. Anything has to be, anything above that might be motor, standard in the Mishnah. Or anything that's neiter to red beklalius, come along to machmer. Now, when you take the case of orange, orange is neiter labimos. Is neiter labimos of the four reds of the Mishnah, the reds of the red? No.
Well, those four reds are very red?
Yeah.
Those reds are only a bit.
Demer, demer. Again, there's 100 different reds. These are the red of the red.
That's these, are the, four. These are the middle four.
That's a good question. That's a good question. But it has to be something that's red. No one will tell you orange is red. Nobody. There's any kid not tell orange is red. But is it noita lad mimus of what? What level are you going to put under? So it could be part of the machlokes is when you say noita, is it noita to what? Noita to red? Or noita to the red of the Mishnah? That means anyone with a black Shulchan Aruch? There's a. No. Black Shulchan Aruch, if you look at it, is a color of orange on top. Welcome to the Mechon Yushalayim. So we brought around that Shulchan Aruch, it's a good Shulchan Aruch to bring around. Ask people what color that is. So apply, work with, they come along with, yeah, it's orange, 100%, no one tells you it's red. No problem at all. You go to other people, certainly like the Mimus. It's 100%, 100% Tommy. So we got 100% both ways, and I think Bob Michael says, it's not to the red, yet, but it's not to the red of the Mishnah, I don't know. Everyone will call it orange, no one thinks it's red over here. Don't shash over here. Even the Mechaba question I read, the Mechaba sounds like, there has to be a case of Mar Edom, it has to be lighter or darker, but it has to be red. Orange is not red. No one make a mistake, orange is red. But that's the question of red. Now, negate to red, again, it's very clear. We said before in the Beis, the Bach, and the Shach say, anything is not Neutelad Mimus, Mais is Motor. That's kosher. Anything has to be Neutelad Mimus, otherwise it's Motor. Now, once we have the case of red, what's the case of black over here? So, come on the Gemara and says, even though we have Demel, that's the case of black, red, and it's only four, but since black is Dam Shaloko, therefore, has to get a case of red. Has to get a level of red. Now, the question they do discuss is when you say black, that shalaka, where exactly was it locker? Where did it get hit? That means the Chorin discuss, Apashi say there are three options, and they point out really five options. Was it hit in the Makar, the rachum of the uterus? That should change colors. Was it in the Puzer, the Natik? Was it out of the body? Change colors over here. Those are three simple ones. And the Oroch and Error is Moisif, some of the Mice is Moisif, that maybe it means Mishnaim Ulafnim, or it maybe means from the Makar when it came out but not fully out. Question, where exactly Shalaka? Mice is the words of Rashi in the Sugi, Rashi says Min HaGuf. It came out from the body over here. Maisa Moshe says it came out of the uterus, has to be in the prostor. That's the case where the Chachani Kamon says has to be in the narthex. It was loka in the narthex. That means once it comes out to the world over here, wasn't loka. It was loka in the narthex. It came out to be a case of red, black. That's where it was loka in the narthex. Now, we're saying the loka negate red is noitel abimos. What about black? Noitel l'shachuris? Anything that's in the black partial is nichel get a black over here? So you take out the rivet, where they're coming from, the Rishayna, the Paiskim. They're saying also, I need, just like my noitel abimos by red, who would do my black? Read the Torah, the Mechaber slowly, he says those words. The Mechaber says, V'chein komar shachor is also like red, that's noitel abimos. And therefore, the Svarim is manenu, the Shulchan, Chodshani, Ravos, and they come along and say, Noitel Admimos, the Maisa is to be Machmer, the grass, Chachmas Adam. Agam, there's Mavusha Tar and Afterway. The Chachmas say, no, the Loch is Noitel Admimos by red, Noitel Admimos by the case of black, unless it's a Kesed. Why by Kesed Mekel? They point out, Dam Shalok is a Chash. Avoid the Noitel Shachu is also a Chash. On the Kesim, Chazal, or Tayan Lahokal over here, I didn't do up on him, the Maisa will not be Machmer in a case of a Kesem, a case of black over here. Now there is about a shulchan ma'aser bleem makar wants to mach in the case of a kesem. Look at the pasuk and read down the satire nachloi, masham because it's zutro of also that by kesem ma'aser mach mekel on yitul
shachuris.
That was
loka as a chashash. Shachar is inside a chashash.
We don't know. Do we know that black we have a black coming?
We don't know.
We're chayshish for sure. We don't know.
Is that one of the ma'aser in the Mishnah?
No, the Mishnah says it. The Gemara says why it's red. They got loka on the term black. But let's say it wasn't locked on.
If we're not planning that that's what happened, for sure it was written.
No? Not for sure, 100%.
The Gemara, the subject of the Gemara, the Machmir.
Well, Machmir. That's what Chayshu, we're Chayshu for that.
The Gemara, the Machmir, is
up. Yeah, we're Chayshu for it.
What's Machmir aware was locked?
What? We read those locked as black.
What's Machmir aware was locked? Whether it wasn't?
Oh, no. Are we Chayshu? When it came out as red and turned black later on. Let me get the Valdi sheet to change the colors. What's all locked? Mice doesn't change outside
well,
usually.
It came out red and tells black. It
turns red. No, it
turns black.
Usually red. First, it doesn't turn black.
It turns brown.
I mean, let's say it came out brown and then turns to black. The mice do shimush. I don't know if anyone knows shimush. So, usually, it's interesting. Black, a lot of people seem to be making noitel shachurus, even on black. The question is why that's so. It's a Mishnah, it's a Gemara. Clearly, Shulchan Aruch, we pass in black as a bayah. So the way how the Olim seems to deal with it inside Shimush Shibayi has to be something that dafka a shiny black or a cherry black to it. Has to have something that we see that like, something that went from a red to a black. Otherwise, usually when it's a black, they point out either it's brown that's built off the black gel together looks like black, or something that's a foreign object from the body, some looks like on top of it. Usually, the only way to get red turned to black has to have some shiny black to it and cherry black to it. Therefore, you know, if you do shimush, you'll see a lot of people are not machma black unless it has a tzura that's showing you that it's something that could have changed over here. Fine, so that's first red and that's black. Our third color we'll discuss is the case of a gray. That means really gray is building block from black. I mean, Shach Tikkun Beis brings down when the case of white, there's some of black on top of it. Come on with Shach Mice and Monsieur Michael. Now the question is, what exactly is he referring to? It's not clear. Dr. Chuva, when he discussed it, he says he's not discussing a case of gray. And Dr. Chuva wants to be Machmas, say gray is Nichol and Gedder of black. The Mice, Shlomo Kluger, and Rav Ozden afterwards, they say Avada gray is not a problem. It has no check in the case of black. And that seems to be the Machmas. Anytime you get it, it's not Dam Shalok. Dam Shalok is not doing the case of gray. And then the Mice is the case that is Mutter over here. So again, so he went through. One color red, second color black, third color gray. A fourth color is a case of white. Now, what's the lock in the gate to white? Very simple. It more has to be a case of red, not a case of white. But the question I'm really discussing is what happens when white is night? It's only is night to the case of only white, it's not really white. Via Dover. That means we have the lock over here that says a case of white. What's the chiddush? Why is the Mechaber bringing it down for? Why is it Russia bringing it down for? So we have some options. The Bach said we spoke out white, why Lafuge Shekhla Zero? The Sages said we spoke out white, why? Because it is not Neitel Admimos, Nichol in the category of white. They point out, read the Rosh slowly, the Rosh says like this, Ha'inno, She'en L'tamash Shum Dam Neitel Ma'ar Admimos, do not be mad to anything that's Neitel Admimos, unless it's a case of white or your Kamar Zov. less white that's neutral mimos, and your Kamar Zov is also that in neutral mimos, those two things lemaisa to be meikel. The reading of the Rosh sounds like the white that's neutral mimos, that will be meikel. What white is neutral mimos? They point out you put red and white together, you get pink. So the question is, do we have a Rosh that's come along to go tell you that something that's white that's neutral mimos might to be meikel? We have a second idea over here. Come on, Mechaber. Mechaber is a locha of white lemaisa's mutter. Koshken Gyorke Karti. Says the Rosh, the Koshken Lovet is not Neutral Mimos. Says the Taz. Koshken, white not Neutral Mimos, also be Meikle. It means Mechaber says white. Koshken Gyorke Karti. And says the Taz, and even white is not, even the white in the case over here, that's not Neutral Mimos. So what's the Mechaber discussing? White that is Neutral Mimos. I mean, the Taz sounds like the case of the Mechaber is white that's not Tlemi. What's the case of pink over here? So, Avosner, or really pass, we might even have to answer what's behind the Taz of the Rosh over here. First, I point out this answer maybe the Rosh is words again, it says not Tlemi was except for white. So, except for white, which is not not Tlemi was. The words of the Taz, Parsh Timon, is a long circle trying to say what exactly the Taz over here means. They point out, Fakarek, the Torah, the Mechaber switched the words of the Rosh around. The Rosh's words are misleading, and saying the Lacha is white, except Neitel Mimus is, except, sorry, the word of the Rosh is, Eitel Neitel Mimus, unless it's white. The Torah and the Mechaber not say that way. Torah and Mechaber says, this is the Maisa, white, this situation is more term. The Achronim discuss what is white, the meaning of the Shach, all the Achronim bring down, that has some Avak on top of it, and that means real white over here. White is some Avak on top of it, so the Shach, the Torah Shalom, the Graz, Chok, Mosodom. The again, Losh Beis Yosef and the Bach's understanding, when it says white, means Lav Davka white, or Lavugi Shech Bazara. So I mean, there is a machlokes among the Achorinim, what's the mean white? I mean, the Vada white is mutter. But can we extrapolate from that the locha of pink, the might be mutter also? Can we take out from this locha that'll be mutter or not? That means, La locha maisa, negate the pink, there is a bi'oimel maisa once you make it, I'll say, I'll say, I'll say, I'll be machmer, take it out from the case of white. Practically, you cannot never see pink. That means if you see pink, it's usually a fungus infection or something external. But otherwise, you can't never see it. I'm going to point out among the swarm, it seems to be machlok is Rosh versus Mechaber. Rosh sounds like pink, the mice be mutter. Mechaber sounds like the mice should be ulcer. Fine, that's one raid among the swarm, pink, not to negale. Next raid among the swarm, a sixth color over here, is a case of brown. Now, what is exactly the locha, so the only sort of Peskashuba brings down Sikon Aleph. The Sitara says, Matsasi Kosev, I found the case of brown, that Klippas are Amunoin, or the case of coffee, that's Mutter. Who is that? Matsasi Kosev says a Peskashuba the Yavits. Now, what color is Klippas are Amunoin? That's chestnut. So, first I point out, chestnut really depends if it's in season or not in season, and what country you're in. Sometimes it can be darker, sometimes it can be lighter. What color is coffee? So what Berkowitz says means black coffee. Rusei Mordechai the Oshkol says it means coffee with milk inside, which is, makes a big difference. We'll call it discussing we mean dark brown, we mean light brown over here. So first of all, we have a case of brown, clearly Peskachuva, the argument among the Achroinim. Even when we say brown, what brown exactly do you mean? Halacha Maisa, to be Mekel brown, I think that's one of the main machlokes among the Mesiris, what could do the case of brown. The Shaila is, what happens when it's not brought down Shulchan Aruch? Someone reads Shulchan Aruch thought it had been done green and blue and white. Mashenkin, where did Neutral Mimos? I mean, if I was anybody, anyone worked on anything, we won't discuss brown. What happens when it's missing brown on the page? Hello, Pesach, Chuvah, Matsasi, Kostin, found someone discussed brown. Why is it not here for? So, where the Yahid Sitar brings it down, you know why? Avadat's Motor, Shein, Neutral Mimos. There's no, that any brown has nothing to do with that Mimos. There's nothing to do with the case of red. Like the basis of the Bach say, that white is lav dafka, means anything that's not neutral lav mimos. Brown, no one will make the mistake and call brown red. It's clear. Therefore, the Chokhmah Zadam and the Chidah, because you call this way, the words are Chashukhan Chalil Lahokal. Chalil Lahachmer, sorry. Chalil Lahachmer. A Vada person should not be Machmer. Brown is not a case of red, no neutral lav mimos. Even the Bada Shulchan, the local mighty Paskins, sent it to Tarish Yisrael, with Manzah, and Oshimach Lacholshois. They see all these different types of maras, and therefore, if we come along to be mach on the case of brown, women have a hard time being matara, the bailo, the maisa come along and say to be makel on the case of brown. And over 20 different swarm come along and say, the Shulchan Aruch says it has to be red, And brown, no one will tell you, no child will ever tell you that brown is a case of red. Atzad Hasheni, come to Kishon Aruch, the base mayor, they point out, Maisa says blue and green. And brown has an atiyatad mimus. So look that way, you can make a mistake about that. If you want, you can pick up what color exactly is this, or what color is this Gemara over here. It's not cleric exactly, right? The atiyatad mimus. Not clear, maybe, yeah. You could hear it. David Masham, perhaps you might not come along to our carrot. Rabbi Yashiv, now it was in six different places that said the Maisa to be Machman Brown. Come, all this Talmidim say the Maisa is Machman Brown. So why in his farm, right? It's one way, and his all and his Masari he did the other way? Not sure. Maisa be one, all the 20 different farm went to be Machman on the case of Brown. That means the Machlakes of Shakal among the farm. Exactly, how do you read the Stimas of Shulchan Aruch? How do you understand the reading of the Shach and Taz? And the Chorah had to be a common color over there. What happened in the case of Brown? Now it really comes out of the really three unhoggers what to go do in the case of Brown. Those who are Machma across the board, all cases of Brown. Those who are Mekel across the board, all cases of Brown. Then those, it depends, what color Brown is, it light, is it dark? Is it the first day, is it 3 days, is it the Hefzik? Is it a case of Kesem over here? They get involved exactly what the situation is. That means the Kesem won't be Mekel, matching the first day won't be Machma. There are three different unhoggers in Klai Yisrael. What to go do? Just to speak out some of the rights we Machma over here. First of all, come along of Ayn the Sefer, and he says, I see, at times the best right is, just read the page. If come along to Mekel, I mean, you want to be white, love the Afghan Sefer. But you have to speak out to the Ramah, don't forget blue. Just don't forget, because the Mechabon says green, says, but don't forget blue. Okay, fine, no one gets blue. Never has, never happens. No blue out there. Doesn't happen. And brown doesn't bring down. I mean, the Ramah must come tell you what you forgot over here. Sounds like brown mice is a bayah. That's really a starker time to be machmer. Boy, they like bring down three different rashis and shas that Chazal seem to call brown and red interchangeable. There's one rashi that some lama the claim of base of sukkah discusses when you have an ester tomorrow adumo. You have this tomorrow date that's adumo that's red. Dates are red. Dates are brown. It says when you peel it or start getting rotten or turn that mumis turn red. When things turn rotten to turn brown. Rashi calling it red. It's one rashi. Rashi gives that some tests causes the lulav has dover edom higdal belulav. The kaira, the kaira is red. What color is kaira?
Brown.
Brown.
What?
They also be not hard to discuss that. No, but basically Chazal, Lashon Chazal. Rashi Mechayre says stam susim adum meim. Stam horses are red. Now go find a red horse. Find black brown horses. Fine, so we have Rashi three different times somehow put the case of red and brown interchangeable. So we have the Lashon, maybe it means the case of red then. It's only Noitla, most you can hear. That's four here. Atzad Hasheni, what does that mean, Michael? Again, the Mishnah is four and five, and Noitla Mimos, no one will tell you, brown is red. No one says that. No person. That. I mean, that's the question. What do you go to when it only has an Atiyah, but no one makes a mistake? What category do you put under? And therefore, Numa's Paisim Yavin says, but it's mutter. No one will call brown red. They'll say it's an atiyah, but what no one will say it's red.
What's the name for brown?
Chaim. Brown. Chaim. Fine.
What does Brooklyn say?
Well, Brooklyn's make them brown. All browns, across the board. Whether that's coffee with milk, without milk, sugar, it doesn't make a difference. Across the board. Knowing that, he says usually when browns are built up, looks black, he's making also black. So that's be a cherry black over here. The next shall to discuss is orange. Now, really, they're coming from a different avenue over here. What does it mean, the case of Yerk? Now, just to finish with Brown, again, we said before, Moshe Shita and Brown, he's Machman the first 3 days of Brown. Only because he says that Brown maybe wake up inside, he can't see it. Although, by my best, he's Mechelon Brown. Moshe has an interesting model over there. Fine. The next shadow, the seventh call is called the case of.
Everyone has to be. Have
it's a Moshe Shita. The most people here do not seem to take on that Chumrah. Now, the seventh color discusses the case of really orange, who really leaves the question of yarek. What color is yarek? Now, we have in Mepushim Mishnah that Kiva B'Mahalo says yarek, Mai says Tomei, Chom says Mai says Tar. The Gemara says, what is Pshat in the Kiva B'Mahalo? Why did it come along to be Machma in this color? The Gemara has two options. Either he does not hold of Demeo, or he holds of Dam Shaloko. Let me get to realize, the Gemara says three drushes over here. The Gemara says, Me Dam L'Dam. Adum Kedam and Domeh Domeh. First two drushes I keep in my halal agrees to. That's to be a dum kedam. Therefore, that means yark has to be something that looks like a dum kedam. Nothing more. So everyone agrees yark has to be a dum kedam. And therefore, they want Chamul the base Tosis says, what's bothering Tosis and the Rosh over here? They say, what does yark mean? It can't be green. I mean, yark, our definition of yark is green. Would anyone tell you that green can be interchangeable with red? A dum kedam. You pick up something, you have a green shulchan on top, anyone has a green one? They'll find another one that has the color of green on top of it. No one tell you green is red. So how in the world can a Kibbutz Mahal says this is Neitzelad Mimos when the green is not red? That's what's bothering Taisus, that's what's bothering the Rosh. Says the Beis Yosef, Pshat and Taisus the Rosh. Then one says, Taisus, what color is it? Esrik. Says Rosh, what color is it? It's Kazov or Kechelbun Shel Beitza. Either the yolk of the egg or a case of gold. So let's understand this. We have a case of yolk, Neitzelad Mimos. The Chumah hold the Maisei, it's Mutter. That means, you know, Kibbutz Ben Ahal holds Neitlan Mimos, and we're holding it's not Neitlan Mimos, it's always make it's Mutter. And it cannot be green, it must be, so twice it's an Esrig, yellow. Okay. Huh. This Rambam, that says yellow, the Franco Rambam, that's Neitlan Mimos. What did Tosfos gain out of it? Tosfos says, it has to be a Dum Kedam, it cannot be green, now it's yellow. That's Esrig. How do you read Taisus? What's the basis? Basis of Shad Taisus? No, what's the yolk of an egg? How can that? Well, how do you understand that way? So one way they want to answer. Again, let's take first an esrog. Esrog, you leave it on the tree. They say over for a bunch of months, it ripens a lot and turns orange. A broker for a long time on his desk had an orange esrog. They put in a plastic bag, take away the air, and they sat there had an orange, just to show everyone an esrog is orange. That one says over any fruit that ripens, or an esrog ripens, it turns to the case of orange over here. That's aleph. Negate to the case over here of the yolk of an egg. So they point out if you feed chickens healthy food, mice, especially the yolks in Eretz Yisrael, I think we call the yolks in America. In America, they feed them chicken food and it's all yellow. The yolks over here, they can be orange, reddish orange. But the yolks here, I didn't call the yolks in America. They're fed real food over here. Well, sometimes they are. So mice, the yolks of an egg can be an orange case over here. You see a bright orange color. The case of gold, the Sugya Numadap Memhei, he said there are different levels of gold, several different colors of gold. One of them is reddish orange color. So we point out, it could also be a case of orange. So those who want to know the case of what Chazal is saying, what Tosfos and Rosh is saying, what is yark, the color of yark, you take red and you mix it with yellow, what color do you get? Orange. It's yark is to it.
This is red yellow.
I'm not sure we pointed to.
Sifrei Yeshiva
Lamana.
Beige bag.
That we can't say
the bag. The bag?
That's
ours. Oh, so we'll get to it. We'll get to 100%. That means, first I want to say one side, I'll the other side. So, first, that's very good.
Right.
100%. So, those want to know that we have certainly an idea over here that what does Yarkus mean? And the Berkowitz says he got the nine fisher. When you look at the Mara, that has Yarkus inside of it, the word is Yarkus, that means there's yellow tinge to it, that makes it turn to orange. Right, that's Mutter. That's one Malach again from Tosfos, the Rosh, one sound that way. And then one says, Pshat, one says the case of gold over here. Atzad Hasheni, you could really argue the point. The first one says Yark, the Mordechai says it means either Shaiva or blue or green. We're talking about there, more than Dr. Moshe. They then stand not to answer like Tosfos, but some others say it means blue, green, or Shaiva over here. That means it comes out, we had six options of what yark means. All six put on the page. We have an option that means either shaivel. Muhammad says shaivel, zov, or yark, karti. That's the way how the shach threw in Esther, Beitzel, Kachal, Moins. And the Ramoth threw in the case of blue. And all six of them are coming to the word yark. That means they're arguing what the definition is. The mice we pass them all six are being mut over here. And they point out again, just to answer, the Sati make an orange, they want to say nichel and yarkus. It's not to be saying not that way. It's first of all, the idea to say yellow is not Neitzelad Mimos is a very good example. That is certainly yellow. It's Neitzelad Mimos. That could be Pshat Tosfos. It could be Pshat Rosh over here. That could be a case of an orange, of an esrog. That could be a case of a of the yolk of an egg. Void, Pashim, because I'll say esrog, they mean the esrog by Sukkos. Esrog by Sukkos is yellow. I mean, you can leave it on a tree for a couple of months, but the esrog, everyone sees it. Pashim means what Chazal said by Sukkos. Void, if you want, Tosfos and Sukkos, Daflam and Alpha Bay says To your domi the chalbon shall beitza should be the seva yud aleph lamed hey yellow. Toisa writes yellow. Unless you say yellow means orange, but Toisa writes the word yellow over here. Word Rashbam also yellow. Myself, all the Shvam say Hashus Yark means when it says the Tzohov means a case of yellow. So it seems to be Machlokes one way to understand what is Yark. We have different options, six of the page among the Dola Achreinim, Rishainim. And even that, the question, what does some of them mean? Because the Yark means a case of orange over here. So first, the Yelok Lamaisin, the Get Yark. So Chuba brings down that the Shloah says in Yam Shloime, Kolim Aram Mintz, Timachman Yark. Whichever Yark we're discussing, it sounds like Koychev Akim B'malo. Or the Chosh, the Nichol Get Noit Lan Mimo, it's not clear with the Chosh over here.
Not like
the Mai, yes. Come with the Tyro. So he says, the Mice, the fact that it's Shvitu the Paiskim, or we go like the Mechab over here, Mice not be Choshish, unless the Baal Nefesh be Machab upon himself, and even that Yishlom is Manazah, that's true or not. And even that, in which Yark referring to, is also Machlaikis, which one? And the only be Machmans, and those are Machlaikis, not other ones. Lechshil Mice the Shrom, but it come along the saying, a person, I'll be Machman in the case, make on the case of Yark over here. Case of Yark. Now, sorry, Moshe the first 3 days says metamal yellow, not because of yellow, because he holds red mixed inside. You went to the shul. Oh, no.
I don't know.
So two ways, reason why he machman yellow. One means that because shul is shlo, you have shloimo. The second reason why he machman yellow is because maybe you do not see the reds being mixed in over here. Now, so again, come out to the get to yark itself, the color of yark. Machlikis we pass on kulo. Neget to orange. That's going to tell among the flakes, among the chayim, there are two reasons why to make it. Either those one time that's nichel neged of yarkus, Rav Berger tells you, the share the first year of Maris, always tell you how the Masorah built out. He says, yarkus, what does that mean? That means anything that has orange to it, has yellow tinge to it, that is yarkus, and we paskin like the chom against Akiva. Then we paskin mice its motor. The second reason why to make an orange, Levushim Mordechai is a tshuva about it, says, you know why? Because we have the Bach and we have the Beis Yosef. And they say the only time of Machmed is Neitlad Mimos. Otherwise, anything that's not the way, it's Lavdafka white. Anything that's not Nichlad Neitlad Mimos, it's going to be like white. Orange, he says, is not, is a color of that way. It's not red. Orange is a different color. Anything that's not red is Mutter. So we have the Bach and Beis Yosef says, anything that stands by itself, the Mice is Mutter here. Atzad Hashani, of Kab Kalmong said the Mice is Neitlad Mimos, the Mice is to be Machmed over here. So again, it comes out. Again, the get to Messiah, the question is how to understand, I think, really three different things over here. One is the get is white, nichol get or pink, has some white to it, which is not too common in local Maisa. The get to brown, that's the Pesach Shuvah over here, on the page of Maisa, the Mekel on the page, altar page, big Machlokes. The get to orange, the question you have a heter, mitzaz nichol get of Yakus or not, shall I build upon Messiah over here. When Adkan, the get to the Messiah. Now, just the get to white. So the different things on the page, Taz brings down to Bach. What happens first in the case of a white, and the situation over here that it changed. That means in the case over here that you went to Merchatz, you sat for 2-3 hours over there, and then the smichas that came out was a white glob over here. The question is, the red that turned to white. So first, the Metzias was discussing over here, they point out, Selebushim Mordechai, first it has to be hot water, not cold water. Second, practically, question, what does it mean 2-3 hours afterwards? 2-3 hours after you went to the Marachatz, or you sat 2-3 hours in the Marachatz? I've committed to make this practical local mice, so none of us sat 2-3 hours in the Marachatz. Well, how long did you sit in the mikvah for? 20 minutes, not 2-3 hours over here. So, mice, if you want to come along and say the Rosh Hashanah, it says it means you sat 2-3 hours, we have no, then if you sat 2-3 hours, we have other issues, not this issue. So first of all, make it practical, Yesh Lonin at the back even applies Bizmanenu because you don't have anyone saying 2-3 hours. V'oyed, come on the Taz. Says, my son, not so. We only done Mash Enevois. We're not chush of this concept over here. And make the place can come along, go like the Taz over here and not like the Bach. And look, they come along and say it's Mutter when you see a white glob that comes out, even after it's 2-3 hours, which again doesn't come out from Metzias. Now, negate to the white over here. They say, let's say you have some smichas to it in general. Samazai, we saw that, you see the Chumash Hadeshin, wrote down, he wants to be Machmor. The Maestro Amos says not to be Choshes for this Chumash Hadeshin over here. One last point in the Gate to Maris, let's say Maris change. That means, first, do you have to wait till it dries? I mean, come on the Bach and wants a taino that till it dries, what happens? That sometimes you'll get the edges turn red. Therefore, it comes along and says that if you see a mara when it's wet, it's no raya, that after it dries, won't turn to be the edges red over here. Therefore, it wants to come along to be machmer. Come along with Taz and Shach, they both bring down the Bach. He says that we only dan mash in avroyas, achzuki reis aloy machzakinon, and therefore what we see is mutter, we're not aware that things change later on. Therefore, loch lemaisa, come along the chav masodim, the graz, chavdas, you can paskin on what mara is, no problem. And we don't have to worry about changes. I mean, the Bach says you have to wait, and we possibly don't have to wait. Now, lemaisa, a lot of people do wait for a side reason. That means the maris, when they come out from the Isha's body, has wet to it, has some shine, has some gloss to it, and therefore looks different than when it dries. That's only what happens. When you do shimush, you don't get wet maris, the dry. So everyone's learning shimush, learning when dry. If it has a different tinge or color when it's wet, how are you learning shimush over here? Therefore, a lot of people...
Even in the same color. Anything that by dry is also...
It looks differently because it has a shining glass to it. That means things that look under one color when it comes out wet, and due to the light and the reflection, you don't learn the correct way that it be taught, or look more of an isser than when it dries up. Mm-hmm. Just a reflection of the light of the sun. Therefore, me personally, I tell people to dry it up, or I leave it out. Anyway, time comes to me, usually not a problem. Say, so Berkowitz, how to learn Myers when it's wet? Says, so, yeah, you gotta try yourself, prick yourself, whatever. Right. But otherwise, very hard to learn Myers unless you... learn it, wet.
What was it about to say?
Tell me, prick your finger. Or learn yourself, meaning basically with your wife. Try something. You have to learn marriage when it's wet. Otherwise, you have to figure out how colors change, what colors on the wear. Therefore, the people, yes, they'll wait till dry, but not because inside the Bach. Because their eye is trained to see colors in a certain situation. They really do get to see anyway what marriage unless they get to your wife anyway. So otherwise, when you see what marriage, especially today, they give the containers that have holes inside. I mean, it used to be people put inside a bag and seal it, or they can get it wet a day later. But now they have the containers everyone uses. What's the containers called? The plastic things that I get now? People have containers with slight holes. It's a very nice, wonderful thing. Container for marriage. No one? Okay, only nine. Okay. Fine. So it's dry, it's up over there. What? I don't know. It's a wonderful container because if you're on the counter, things always get there, especially if you have kids. So people have the containers that they seal and they little holes through it and it has air and it always dries up. So first, halacha we pass you don't have to wait. So practically, some people do wait. So what happens when you have mara that is tar, was tar, and then a couple of hours you see it later on and it comes tummy? Now, you come along and tell Isha, whoa, I smacked you, I see tummy over here, I made a mistake. So Peskachu brings down the Chamtzi to argue the Bach in 2 points. Number one, he's come on the Chamtzi and says, you look there right now, you have to wait till it dries. And number two, he says, even if it changes, the Maisa it's mutter. That means the Bach saying it changes will be also. So number one, look at it right now. And number two, if it changes, the Maisa will be mutter over here. Now, Peskachu does bring down my colleagues to get this question. He brings down the Shosiak who wants to be Mach when it changes. He goes up further, Sitara and the Chavadas. Or Chashulchan, the Moshe, the Maisa, they are Mekel here. So Hashem, if it's Chashu, being done, others, the Maisa, Machma, Chashani, and Vosner. Maisa, among the Svarim, Super Machlaik, is what you're going to do when change of being Tomei. However, again, practically, does not come out
two being Tomei.
What?
It changes two being Tomei.
Two being Tomei. Now, practically, does not come out that way, usually, because number one, usually what happens, you give it, and it goes to the pile. You have no idea. Right? It goes to the pile, and the guy's saving it. Not saving it, goes to the garbage. He's saving it, goes to the pile, you have no idea which one it was. And number two, usually when it changes, it fades. If it's Tomei, comes Tohar. Only goes the other way. And the command never, I don't think I've ever seen it coming to be also when it usually was being mutter. The question you can ask the Fakert. Let's say it's Tomei went to be Tohar. Do you say now to be tired of the Isha? So why not? It came off the body is Tomei. Instead of Kivegir and Chavdas, the tired, the person came along and bring down. Allah Almighty said not the way. The Vada changes to be a case that is being to being Tohar. Vada come along to be Machmer. They do discuss, let's say it changed to be Lakulo, however you saw it at night, it looked like a case of Dam. Then they discuss what the luck in that case is. Then those one mice be Mekel and say at night did not see that well. Today the mice we have fluorescent, and not really apply that much. Others want to tell them the only time to be Mekel is the Pesach Tshuva, as long as we must slip at night, then it can be Mekel during the day. That means my colleagues in the Pesach Tshuva, what's the luck at night when you pass in something, you thought for sure and it changes during the day. Now the correct way to go see Marius is during the day, in between the sun and the shade over here. But some people, when they need Mokhmet Sarif, they use fluorescent lights. It might say, do not give a a bad reflection of the Myra. If you use incandescent lights, everything looks worse and different than what it is. That's why the yellow light's not good. You should only use mice in case of white lights over here. My Bezer Hashem, Wednesday, we march it from Sifazen onwards.